No.
I've always played the part of Shakespeare.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to the newest rendition and season of Blizzquake, a long time show and one that also does not any longer make any sense with that name. So we will stay tuned. We might even rename it. Who's to say? If you have any ideas, get in that DJ chat on WMFO.org. Suggest a name. We will consider any name you send in. So anything you want, speak into the void and we will try it out. We also have a very special guest this show. I will let her introduce herself.
Hello, I'm Sarah. I currently live with Ben. We are roommates and we've known each other since freshman year of Tufts.
Yeah, and all of that is accurate and also devoid of any opinion. You didn't say anything about, like, the quality of it or...
The quality of living with you?
Yeah.
The friendship? No comment.
Okay, and right. And you very deliberately and carefully chose the words that you were gonna say, and I think that was appropriate. Other things that you should know about the show while we speak to you for the next 55 minutes. Just kidding, we're not going to speak to you for 55 minutes. But
we're not.
Not all of it.
Oh, I was led to believe this was just going to be.
Yeah, you're actually listening to
a
podcast.
It's a comedy show.
Yeah, it's a comedy show. Well, if you want us to talk, you can get in that chat and let us know. Every single song that you're going to hear on this show probably was picked by Sarah.
What do you mean, probably?
Well, unless I decide to like add one.
Okay.
Everything you've heard so far is from Sarah. So if you like it, that was Sarah. If you hate it, also Sarah. And I will, if you really hate it, I will even hand out her address so that you can let her know in person what you think. And with that, we will play a little bit more music.
I can hardly feel anything. the squall. Allow the ground to find its brutal way to me.
Stay forever. tell you, there ain't no Bobby in your league. Your eyes, baby.
You told me to skip school to go with you to the movies. You knew you were uncool, but you thought you could fool me. They play oldies in the afternoon for the elderly. And me and you, Fred and Ginger, black and white. I watch you watch It's a Wonderful Life. Like you thought you did. Right, and maybe.
someday I'll see you again. We'll float up in the clouds and we'll never see the end. We'll go up, 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 but I'll fly a little higher. Go up in the clouds because the view's a little nicer up here. My dear, it won't be long now. It won't be long.
So, welcome back. You are listening once again to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Ben. We also have Sarah over there. I'll just take you through some of the songs that Sarah has chosen, and hopefully you didn't hate it. But again, message in the chat. If you did hate it, I will send out her address so that you can go and give her a piece of your mind yourself. We heard Mona Lisa, Motions. Okay, Mona Lisa by MXM Tune. Probably has a different pronunciation. Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers. Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius, also featuring Phoebe Bridgers. I Carry On by Hozier. Shallow Grave by The Tallest Man on Earth. Florence and the Machine playing the song Free. Brando by Lucy Dacus. Clouds by Zach Soblich. I don't know how you say that one. And then Power Over Me by Dermot Kennedy. I am of the opinion that the song, what was it, Clouds?
Yeah, Clouds by Zach Sobiech.
Yeah, I think that that is a classic bar or bat mitzvah montage song. That is where I, like, that was, you took me back to, like, me sitting on the, like, dance floor waiting for them to put out the dessert table when that song played. Like, I was in that moment in my stupid little button-up, sweating after having tried to compete for, like, these long tubes of gumballs. At least this was my personal experience. And I know that there's probably Amy out there listening, and she is nodding along in agreement, but that is my personal experience, and that's how I felt hearing that song.
Well, my fun fact about that song is that I didn't know it was famous. He went to my cousin's high school, Zach Sobiech, and so I just was like, oh, it's this nice song. I knew the whole backstory, and then someone on my high school speech and debate team heard me playing it and was like, oh my God, that's such a great song, and I had no idea that it was famous, and I had no idea that it had other connotations for other people. So it's really just kind of all along been this song that I guess I thought I was the only one who knew.
I wonder how many monthly listeners this person has. It's you and, yeah, like, could you all make a group chat, you know? Like,
maybe.
Are there 32 of you?
We could check. I like all his stuff. He did some songs with a high school friend, another high school friend, and they're pretty good. So check him out.
All right. And as you all are, I'm sure, well aware, we out here at WMFO care just so much about your safety, and for that reason, we're going to teach you something today.
Yeah, inspired by, this really spoke to me because I'm always falling off of things. So there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Well read. Well read for her first PSA. That actually, though, is no joke. Like, I majored in human factors engineering / engineering psychology, and it covers, like, a pretty wide range of topics. Some of them are, like, factory workers, because that's where the roots of the degree are, mm-hmm. in, like, efficiency and factory, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And the number of times that I have learned about how dangerous ladders are in an academic setting is crazy. I think I probably learned about that every semester, 3 times a semester. Because ladders are no joke.
No, I know several people who've fallen off of, like, 2 steps on a ladder and broken something. Or it's
Don't mess with
it's
them.
A dangerous world out there. Be safe, kids.
Be safe out there. All right. Well, I think we're going to play some more music. And let us know if you like any of the things you've played.
I was clean, a patron. I was young and an actress. And you knelt by my mattress and asked for my hand. And I was sad, you asked it, as I laid in a black dress with my father in a casket. I had no plans. Yeah. And I left the footprints, the mud stain on the carpet, and a heart like my heart did when you left town. But I must admit it, that I would marry you in an instant. Damn your wife, I'd be your mistress just to have you around. But I was late for this, late for that, late for the love of my life.
backseat, and the traffic distracts me from the strangers in my backseat that remind me of you. But I was late for this, late for that, late for love of my life. And when I die alone, when I die alone, when I die, I'll be on time. The only gifts from my Lord were birth and death. I've read this script and the costume fits, so I play my part.
Hello and welcome back. Thank you once again for listening. Sarah has chosen some of these songs. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
I hope you guys like them. These come from my Pretend You Listen to Normal Music playlist. So I hope I hope that was good.
Deeply appreciative of the Normal People music.
Yeah, Cleopatra by the Lumineers and Holland 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel. Okay, is it just me or am I the only one who remembers this? That it was like the last song they played on the last episode of the Colbert Report back in like 2014,
is that even 15? Is that like a fun fact I could even Google?
I don't know. I think that's where I wasn't listening to anything good or cool at the age of 15.
No, that's
so
yeah.
I think that's where it came from. That whole album, by the way, is fantastic. So, what else is good from that? In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, yeah. But Holland 1945, I think, was on the Colbert Report.
Yeah, I don't know if we will. I don't know if I can find it.
Or Jon Stewart's last episode of The Daily Show.
I think I'm going to take your word for it, but that's a great trivia fact for someone to find out.
Very similar vibes.
Identical, yeah.
But yeah, no, great song. And
did you have any fun weekend plans?
I don't know.
Did you?
Did I? Yeah. What did I do this weekend? I saw so many cats this weekend. On Sunday, I went to the Boston Cat Extravaganza.
Say more. Say more right now.
Oh my God, it was the best place I've ever been. It was at the Heinz Convention Center, and it was this giant room with tables of like cat toys and products and things around the outside.
What is new in cat toy technology? Okay, like, what's on the horizon for us?
They had like $200. You know how you get like a $5 feather toy to like jiggle at your cat because they're simple creatures and will play with anything?
I am familiar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These were like $200. Macaw feather.
No, stop.
Based.
Because the cat will know. The cat knows.
Yeah, obviously the cat can tell. Yeah, so that was wild. And then
that's the kind of nonsense that you buy and you like get your whole family. You're like, get in here. Get in the room. And you like unbox this like beautiful apple-like product and then you hold it out and the cat.
And the cat wants to play with the string
goes
of the box.
Right into the box.
The box that it came in, yeah.
And you're like, cool. I just spent a grand.
On
this nonsense
toy.
I got a bald eagle dead in the back because I needed my cat to have like the best feather ever.
And the cat doesn't care.
The cat doesn't care at all. Yeah. Okay, yeah, what else was
several,
there?
Yeah, so the macaw feather toys were a highlight. So many cats. There were stations of like cat judging events.
What were the qualities? Was it like good boy? Or was it like, he was the right length.
The first one, all these cats were like beautiful, fluffy ragdolls, Maine Coons. Like, and then at the end, the guy holding them up would be like, she has won 4 junior cat awards. Like, good for you, princess. Like,
do they have good names or is like stupid names?
We met one named Princess Peach.
Sure.
It's a British short hair calico. Very cute. There was a household pets competition, which was entertaining because the top two contenders for that were, again, gorgeous fluffy ragdoll and then just a standard orange and white good boy.
Like just a regular guy.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's just some little guy.
That's like how everyone's like, they need a regular person to run this time trial in the Olympics.
Yeah.
So that we can see how good the other people are. Like, I feel like that kind of highlights.
You need that in dog and cat shows too.
Yeah,
I
it's kind of like you just get like Rufus, and then you have like the other ones.
Yeah, yeah, Sir Barkington the Fifth, or I don't know how they name these.
Like Snickers. This is Snickers, yeah. And then we also over here have like
he came
King
out of
William.
A dumpster, yeah, and then King William, who was bred for generations. But yeah, it was great. What else was there? There was a catwalk, which, much to my dismay, was not the cats walking.
Shocked.
It was the people walking and holding their cats, which was also nice, but, you know, it would have been fun.
So, do you see any, like, diva temper tantrums from these cats?
They were all so well-behaved.
I can't even imagine
I
have at home.
I think they have to be.
But how do you know? No, right? Like, okay, I have 3 cats in my house, right, mm-hmm. in Illinois, mm-hmm. and not one of them is equipped to be in public.
Fair.
In any capacity. How do you know that your cat isn't going to like lose its mind?
I think we could have taken Jaguar only because he didn't.
No, he's bitten our friends in a party
situation. He didn't have enough brain cells to know where he was at any time. I think he could have been fine.
But they got super hearing. Like, I think that.
That's true. Yeah, it might have been overstimulating. I don't know. These cats were the most well-behaved ever seen. The guy was, like, lifting them and, like, stretching them out to their full length, holding out their legs and picking up their tails.
Wait, okay, this guy, I do want to talk about this guy. I have sent So Sarah sent a couple of videos of this cat extravaganza, and I had like I looked in the photos and there's this guy. It's like bleached hair. Like, what'd he look like? Can you?
Yeah, bleached hair.
He looks like he would
run a cat show.
He looks like a cool version of Joe Exotic.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, if Joe Exotic didn't suck, he's Joe Exotic.
All I know is that he has, like, bleached blonde hair, but I am not great with faces, so you'll have to describe it.
Okay, yeah. Like, bleached hair, like, looks like his outfit is Vegas / cat show.
It is, yeah. This was, like, a black
like Joe,
and white.
Like, Joe Exotic.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That works.
And I have sent Sarah so many of this guy's TikToks. And then Sarah sent me a video of him, and I was like, you were in the same room as my celebrity,
Cats. He was a celebrity. He was very good.
He is very good.
Yeah, he was the one showing off all the rag dolls and the pretty ones. He didn't get the little orange guy.
I would love, like, what are the qualifications for that job? Like, is he a vet? Did he major in biology? Like, why does this guy know?
I don't know.
Because I feel equipped to talk about cats all day.
I'm sure, me too, as all of our friends can attest. I don't know. I bet he has an Instagram or something. We could probably find
it. We should find out. Yeah, I would love to see the resume.
See what he actually does.
Go to LinkedIn.
I don't know his name.
It's going to be the one and only result when you search Cat Extravaganza MC.
Okay, Cat Extravaganza.
All right. Well, while she's doing that, I'm going to put on some more music. And
we'll get back to you with the results.
Yeah, we'll get back to you with the results. We have our top people on this.
Hello, Alice, how you been? Haven't heard from you in ages. Wasn't lonely ever since. But now I'm hoping for your saving. I'm sinking further down the rabbit hole, like you have been before. The mixed-up potions make me lose control, but maybe heal the soul. And they say come into the dark, 'cause we got pretty pills for broken hearts. Then I'm the villain, 'cause when I'm poison through my veins, that I might the voices in my brain. So take me down with you. Ooh. Hello, Alice, are you there? Can you tell me where we're going? Ooh. I've been hurt from all I lost. Can't go back to who I was. Can you fix what I got broken?
Thank you so much for listening to Blizzquake on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You have been listening to me, your regular host, Ben, and our special guest host, Sarah.
Hope you liked it, guys. By the way, the cat guy is Stephen Messer, as a follow-up.
We don't have
We've looked him up on Instagram.
We don't have his qualifications, but I do recommend you look at him.
Yeah, check it out yourselves.
And yeah, so you will hear from me next week and other weeks as well. Sarah, we will see, because she has an early day tomorrow. But yeah, I hope you've liked her music taste. There's still a lot left, so you might even hear some of that next week, even if she's not here. And we have one last song for you tonight, and then the next DJs will come in and take over. So hope you had a good night, and I will see you later.
Closest friends, the ones who make me feel less alien. I do not think I would be here if not for them. See all the nights and shitty bars and throwing up in taxi cars or on our backs under the stars as we sing, as we sing. What's another night?